The Senate considers more amendments to the McCain-Feingold bill today. It's the third day of debate on the campaign finance reform legislation. Yesterday, senators killed a proposal to reduce donations by lobbyists. They added language to the bill intended to reduce the advantages enjoyed by millionaire candidates. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The McCain-Feingold bill would outlaw soft money, the big unregulated contributions that lawmakers raise for their party committees, and it would clamp down on the issue ads that outside groups run during campaigns. The millionaire amendment would raise the $1,000 cap on contributions when a self-financed candidate enters a Senate race. But senators decided the higher contribution limits had to apply to both candidates, or the amendment would be unconstitutional. Ohio Republican Mike DeWine beat a millionaire himself when he was elected in 1994. He helped write the amendment.
Will it put more money into the political system? Yes, it will put more money into the political system. I would maintain, however, that the effect of that money will be to enhance the First Amendment and not diminish the First Amendment.
The measure passed 70-30. After the vote, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said the millionaire amendment weakens the bill.
Well, this alone probably wouldn't cause me to oppose the legislation, but I'm telling you, if you add more and more of these amendments, you lose completely what I thought McCain-Feingold was all about, which was to eliminate soft money and keep the caps on hard money.
The amendment passed because senators worry about having to run against a rich challenger. They worry, too, about the high cost of TV advertising. Today, they'll take up an amendment to ensure that candidates get cheaper airtime on TV stations. The amendment's author, New Jersey Democrat Robert Torricelli, said what many of his colleagues also believe, that TV network coverage is tilted in favor of campaign finance reform.
There is no greater hypocrisy in our time than the television networks who have maintained the need for a change of the campaign finance system at the same time they are increasing rates during the fall campaigns, gouging political candidates for more and more money.
The TV industry has been anticipating the amendment. It blames the high cost of campaigns on consultants and opposes any mandate or cost controls on candidate advertising. The McCain-Feingold Coalition is likely to oppose the Torricelli Amendment. Matt Keller is a lobbyist for the reform group Common Cause.
On substance, we're not against it. On the politics, we are, because we know that the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, is probably one of the top two or three most powerful lobbies in Washington, and they have the ability to kill this bill.
More amendments are in the pipeline. Their sponsors are keeping them secret until the last minute, as both sides maneuver for maximum advantage. The final up or down vote on McCain-Feingold is expected at the end of next week. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.